In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've reached the midpoint of the Great Fast on this particular Sunday. And on this Sunday, it has been designated for many, many years, although even earlier, this day was actually celebrated on this next Wednesday. But for 1,000 years anyway, the church has designated that this is the Sunday we are to bring out the Holy Cross for veneration. Now, we do this 3 times a year. We do it now, we do it on September 14th, and we also do it on August 1st for the Feast of the Holy Maccabees. But today, at the midpoint of Lent, I think it's a good thing for all of us because we can kind of assess where we are here in the midst of this fast. The fathers talk about this often. St. John Climacus in particular talks about making an assessment of what we have accomplished. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we've risen to great spiritual heights. That's not what he's talking about, because no one can judge their own spiritual progress. Instead, what St. John is talking about is, have we accomplished the things that we set out to do during this particular period? And so we're 3 weeks into it already. It's flown by, I think. It really has. And the next three will probably be as fast as you could possibly imagine. But at this point in time, we look at ourselves and say, well, what did we say we were going to do during this Lent? Are we saying the prayer of Saint Ephrem the Syrian twice a day, Monday through Friday, like we're supposed to? Have we increased our prayer lives? Have we increased our charity towards others? Are we following the daily calendar of readings? Are we doing any spiritual reading extra at all during this time? Are we going to the church services? These are the things by which we gauge what our commitment is to following the Lord. And that's why the cross is brought out in front of us today. And in many ways, I'm so grateful that we have really a sort of small situation here where we don't have all of the appurtenances that you find in a great cathedral. You know, we don't have the 30-member choir and everything that just runs like clockwork. And I've seen places where the cross is brought out in something that almost seems like a little Volkswagen, because they've got it built up and there's flowers all around it and it's rolled out into the church and it's all quite magnificent. But also, I know that in those types of situations, you kind of get overwhelmed by the splendor of the whole thing and not as overwhelmed by the meanness, the smallness of the whole thing, which is actually what we have here. Because although we try to make our cross look as beautiful as we can, and I think it actually does, at the same time, it's rather humble. But that allows us to concentrate more on what the real meaning of that cross is. This is the whole point of Lent, because we live every day of Lent with the cross in mind. We absolutely have to. We have to understand that this cross symbolizes not only what the Lord has done for us, which is everything, absolutely everything, if we will but embrace it, but also the cross that we carry with us day after day after day. Those crosses come in many, many forms, many, many fashions. We've all got them in our lives. We all know what they are. We all know that there are persistent irritants in our lives that we have to deal with, that we have friends and family and neighbors that perhaps we can't even stand, but we have to deal with them. We have to be nice to them. We actually have to love them according to the Lord's own commandment. And absolutely, we cannot judge them at all. We cannot make any judgments about anyone, because what does the Lord say? If you judge anyone, you're going to be judged. And he doesn't say that we're going to be judged with the same amount of vitriol, perhaps, that we judge other people. But I have a feeling that that might be the case. And so we are caught in the midst of all this, in the midst of all these swirling crosses. And we think that when Lent comes somehow, most of us think that it's, well, here's another cross, you know. Not only do I have everything to deal with that I've always been dealing with in my life day after day, but now Father's telling me to go to church more. He's telling me to go to confession. He's telling me that we have to fast. He's telling me we have to pray more and all of these things. And we look at them as if they're burdens, but they're not, because that's where our real understanding lacks in terms of the spiritual life. That these things that the church says that we're supposed to do during this time period actually lighten our load if we embrace them, because they are designed to assuage our sorrows, to take away the heaviness of our other crosses, to allow us to be freed from the fetters that we find ourselves in our daily lives, from all the chains that are built around us and all the chains that we build ourselves on ourselves. And that's why this time period is so important, because if it centers you on God and you slowly begin to understand that, well, you know, if I'm centered on God, it doesn't matter if fires are burning all around me. That doesn't matter, because I know that God is with me. Think of the three holy children in the fire, thrown into the fiery furnace. And what did they see when they were in there as they were being protected from the fire? They saw one that had the appearance as of a son of man. They saw Christ himself in that fiery furnace, and the flames were as nothing to them. And all the flames that we build upon ourselves that are surrounding us day by day, that we get so concerned, so worried about, so engulfed in, and so completely destroyed by, would be as of nothing if we would center more on the things that the church is telling us to pay attention to. That's the thing. It may seem like a little bit of effort, and you do have to have a willing spirit. You do have to be willing to embrace all of these things, to rearrange your life a little bit, to rearrange your diet, to rearrange your schedule. You need to do all of these things, but once you do, the lightness of Christ comes in upon you. Not because of these activities in and of themselves, but because of Him. Because He lightens the load the more you pay attention to Him. Many of the martyrs actually had a lot tougher lives than they did during their own martyrdom. Amazingly so, because at that point they were embracing Christ in His fullness. So let's do the same, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's venerate the cross when it comes out today, and tell ourselves that now is the time to reinvigorate our spirits, to recommit, and to make these last 3 weeks of Lent completely joyful because of our paying attention to the Lord who loves us. Amen.